reading some frou-frou French cookbook or something, you know, I don't know. It's, yeah, it's, anyway, so that's, I'm approaching this like a science project, and we'll see. First off, I have to...
Very excited to hear how this turns out.
Yeah, first off, I have to score some goose grease. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Probably have to get into goose wrangling next year or something. I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Where is this show going?
I don't know, but I am looking forward to it. But the pie crusts that Sarah made, oh, they were good. She used butter, but she's been using Bluebird Grain Farms Emmer to a large degree, and that in increasing amounts, and then also their hard winter wheat. Excellent. Boy, talk about nice flavor on the crusts.
Oh, boy, that ingredient there is a miracle. That is beautiful stuff, yeah.
Well, once again, it's one of these stories, you know, of locally grown, grown correctly grain, and I know I sure couldn't grow grain and then get it into flour, so I'm...
Yeah, those folks are doing an amazing job for grain farms.
Yeah, blessings on their heads. Well, thank you, Tess. Always dandy talking to you. I know you got to jump.
I got to jump, but always good to talk to you. We'll see what's coming out of the garden next week.
Right.
Snow may be coming as well,
yeah.
So we'll just be reaching into the pantry and finding some more things to talk about.
I think so. That sounds good to me.
All right,
Tess.
You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.